you have different types of swamps, different types of marshes. Like I said, the marshes along the sea, the water in these marshes might taste what if you were...
Salty, where that salt water has, seawater had got into it, might be salty.
If you were going to reclaim this this land, what would you do to it if you wanted to get that water off the...
Well, I suppose it would be ditches dug to drain the water off.
Can you think of any streams, any particular streams in this community, the names of them?
Oh yeah, the main one that we have up through here is known as Stony Creek.
That's the creek?
That's the main one that flows down through the valley here. Referred to as Stony Creek, I suppose, because it's got so many stones in it. If anybody's one time see this place, they wouldn't wonder about the name Stony. And then, of course, we have various other that are referred to as branches that come out about all the hollows here. And they bear the same name as the holler that in which it comes out of. And there'd be so many of those, that would be a Peter's branch, Hinkle branch, Barty branch, Grandstaff branch, and Laurel branch, and all right on and on and on, about all the hollers has branches in them.
Mm-hmm. A small elevation of land, what would you call it?
Well, I suppose you call it a hill or a ridge or hill. Or...
The large elevations that you see across through there.
Well, they're mountains.
What is the name of this particular mountain?
That is the one on the right coming up is the Iron Mountain. The one on the other side across the valley is the Holston Mountain.
Holston.
The Holston, and yet when you get to top, there is an arm that connects these two mountains together, and you call that the Cross Mountain.
Cool.
And it connects the two together, and to get over into the next valley, you have to cross it. I guess that's why you call it the Cross Mountain, because you got to cross over. It crosses over and connects them, might be the name.
To travel between two mountains, you know, there'd be an opening through there, you might call that a...
Well, but we'd refer to it as a valley, like here, or between the, going through the mountains, there might be, would say, a gap in the mountain that you could travel through.
A large collection of rocks, real high, steep.
Would be cliffs.
Where would you tie a boat up on an ocean?
Well, I suppose at a dock, a boat dock, or a wharf.
Getting back to these mountains now, sometimes you'll run across a stream of water that falls a long distance before
yeah.
it hits the regular bed and starts mm-hmm. flowing onto the river. What do you call that?
Well, we refer to it as a waterfall.
Mm-hmm. These roads now, going up through Stony Creek here, going over to a Shady Valley, we have different kinds. What are some of these roads?
Well, some of them are hard surface roads, like the main highway they have is hard surface. Of course, that is gravel with tar put on it, and we call it a paved road. Now, some of the roads are made out of gravel. They have no tar on them. We refer to them as a graveled road. Mm-hmm. Some don't even have gravel on them, so we refer to them as simply a dirt road.
In town, the walkway that you walk from the stores is hard surface.
We call that the sidewalk.
If a dog came up to you and you wanted to get him away, you might pick up a stone.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Well, I would throw it at it, I guess. Throw it at the dog.
If a neighbor came to your door and asked you now if she could speak to your wife isn't here, how would you answer her?
Well, we could say that my wife is not at home, or we say my wife is not in, or my wife is away at this time.